Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today, and hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. As always, down here in Florida, we are absolutely packed. There's no vacancy left, so please don't come down here anymore. The roads are packed out. Was running around this weekend, and it was interesting. There's traffic in every direction at every time, completely stopped. I think you saw a lot of it as well.
No, I've got to make a comment on this. Please don't come to Florida. Please don't
not
come
in
to
March.
I read a newspaper article yesterday, and it said that Polk County is the fastest growing county in the United
States. Entire country.
That's where we live.
Yeah.
So when we tell you that we're having this onslaught of people coming in, and then they made a statement in there which is completely a lie. They said that oh, by the way, like 82-84% of the people that are moving here are relocating here, but it's not via immigration.
Oh yeah,
that's why the entire subdivision behind us doesn't speak English. So I mean, like, all of them. I haven't found one yet who did. Well, no, I found one who did. And so it's just crazy that this is actually happening here. And I guess when they tore all the orange groves out, they decided to go ahead and repopulate the county with people instead of orange trees. Oz.
That's exactly what they did. The orange trees were already having issues, so they decided to get rid of them, and here we are. Also, in other news, this is interesting. A drug now has been approved by the FDA to treat fatty liver disease. This is an interesting topic because individuals who have continually been having issues with alcohol or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is becoming more and more prevalent. A lot of those reasons is high fructose corn syrup. Even in individuals, like I said, that do not consume alcohol, livers are becoming very swollen and fatty, and it's causing an issue with liver scarring. They said this drug that they're putting together here now is designed to treat non-alcoholic fatty liver disease with moderate to advanced liver scarring. The approval brings a much-needed standard of care treatment for a condition that affects up to 15 million people, they're saying now. They say this occurs when fatty deposits accumulate in the liver, and they're going on to saying that it can include issues that go along with diabetes, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, metabolic syndrome, and a host of other problems here. Now, what's interesting about this is the fact that they're actually having to run these drugs is getting quite sad because there's a reason why this is occurring. We've talked about it in detail as far as when it comes to health topics, and the diet is the primary cause of this with a lot of the high fructose corn syrup and the other high sugar, high salt, high fat diets that people are continually living on a regular basis. The other day I was driving, I was up in North Lakeland, I was running some errands, and there was McDonald's that I had to drive around. Interesting, because I try to actively avoid any of those places. And the line was not only completely wrapped around McDonald's, it had circled around and then looped back out into the road all the way into the intersection. And I just sat there looking at it and just shook my head. The fact that you had this many people that are this addicted to a fast food drug, so to speak, with the MSG and the other compounds that they're willing to literally sit in the intersection and wait. I mean, it had to have been, even with McDonald's and their high-speed drive-through, it had to be at least 20, 25, 30-minute wait. We circled all the way around, all the way out in the intersection with people trying to get in. And ironically enough, Chick-fil-A had the exact same thing going on. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon. Everybody was going there after they got off work. And I thought to myself, how much easier would it be just to go to the store and walk in and maybe get some organic beans and rice and, you know, chicken and make some dinner yourself with your family instead of sitting there for 30 minutes getting McDonald's and eating all that garbage? And the answer is, well, because it's way cheaper and way easier and I guess way more addictive to go and eat those compounds like that. And
I don't think it's cheaper.
Well, that's true. I guess you did the math.
No, the other day I took the kids, the grandkids, your kids.
Yeah.
Well, just in case you want to know.
my kids.
I got to take care of them on Saturday. It was a blessing. And I took them to Five Guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, it was like $50 for a few hamburgers. And I'm like,
golly,
wow. Okay, I'm going to go to a nice restaurant for $50. This is ludicrous.
So that's why they're all excited. You took them to Five Guys.
I get to spoil them a little bit. I was going to buy an entire bag of organic peppermint patties, but I thought I'd leave that behind. Well, the other day they ate a whole bag of those. I mean, at your house, if I remember right, I don't want to.
Why you don't bring them home?
That's why we don't bring them.
Don't bring the food home.
And but it was funny. But then this whole Friday and today, this morning already, I've been dealing with getting a new passport, and I had no idea of the bureaucracy, the red tape, the multiple copies, the certified stamp stuff that you had to have. That has been changed since the last time I got a passport.
Well, that's because you're a white male citizen of the United States. If you just came across the border, you could probably get one in about 30 minutes.
Hence my segue. You know, I was so frustrated this morning. I thought, I'm going to talk about this on the air. Because, I mean, the reality is that, you know, we have millions of people coming across the border every year with no passports.
None, zero.
And they come over here and they get processed through. And yet here I want to just go over to Europe again, go to Germany. I haven't been there many, many years. I've been there like eight years, I guess now. And here I sit back and I watch this and I think to myself, I mean, no, it was back and forth to the courthouse that was packed. I had to wait in line, decided not to wait in line. You know, finally I had to hire one of those places that walk the passport through just to get out of the bureaucracy. And then finally we had to go back to the courthouse and back to the vital statistics. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I pay taxes here. Why don't they just do this for me?
You should just come up through Juarez. You'd had a passport in like 30 minutes.
You just, you know, Savannah, my youngest daughter, said this last week. She goes, I think I'm going to renounce my American citizenship.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, well, why? She goes, well, I'm going to come back up through Juarez.
Yeah.
and I'm going to get all the free stuff because I'm no longer an American citizen. And I'm like, you know, I can think of, you know, less smart things to do, I guess. I mean, that seems ridiculous, but that's what they're doing. By the way, Biden got involved with Israeli politics. This is an interesting story. Biden has now been accused of trying to overthrow Netanyahu, but the plan suffers a setback. The Israeli government is accusing the Biden national security team of trying to overthrow Benjamin Netanyahu's government in favor of a more malleable head of state. Number one, this is a complete and total obfuscated story. Don't believe any of this. Biden is neck deep in Israel. I won't say anything else. Wednesday, an unsigned statement. Here we go. Unsigned statement. That means we have no idea who basically was attributed to a top Israeli official, was quoted by Israeli media, which means that anybody could have said it about anybody. Israeli citizens and not anyone else elect the prime minister, the statement said. Israel is not a protectorate of the United States, but an independent democratic country. Actually, it's a communist country. Who are the one, and we, the citizens, are the ones who choose the government. You know, you laugh through that one, you guys. We expect our friends to act to overthrow the terror regime of Hamas, which means kill more people in Gaza, and not the government in Israel. Israel media did not name the source of the country's Channel 12 described the statement as coming from the most senior Israeli political source you can imagine. When you hear this kind of stuff and you don't have people on videotape doing this, don't do it. There's another big talk show guy who basically runs around and does a lot of shows, and I'm not going to mention his name, but the other day he came out with a big appeal for money because his vehicle had been broken into and had some equipment stolen out of it, and he was asking for, you know, a donation to a, you know, GoFundMe account. But I never saw the person who said he was this guy ever say anything online. So I just want you guys to know something. You can set up a GoFundMe account for anybody for any reason. You don't have to even be the person. You can say, I'm so-and-so. I need a GoFundMe account. GoFundMe. Have fun. And if you have a big enough name, people do this all the time, they go out and they start giving you. He already collected over $25,000. And what seemed odd to me is that we had a goal of $25,000. So far, we've been able to collect $24,750. Well, that just means it's $250 left. I'm going to go take care of that real quick.
There you go.
And they do this, and they scam people like this over and over and over again. Now, I like the guy who they were talking about, so I'm not going to mention his name because I don't think it was real. By the way, Germany is running out of money, and the debt levels are exploding. Germany's finance minister, Linder, is warning his own government that state finances are quickly growing out of hand. The government needs to change course and implement austerity measures. However, the dispute over spending is only expected to escalate, with budget shortfalls causing open clashes among the three-way left liberal coalition running the country. With negotiations kicking off for the 2025 budget, much is at stake. However, the picture has been complicated after the country's top court ruled that the government could not shift $60 billion in money earmarked for the coronavirus crisis to other areas of the budget, with the court noting that the move was unconstitutional. Since then, the government has been in crisis mode and sought to cut the budget in a number of areas, including against the country's farmers. Those cuts already sparked mass protests, showcasing how delicate the situation remains for the government. Linder, whose party has taken a beating in the polls, is desperate to create some distance from his coalition partners to save his party from electoral disaster. Okay, now let me stop for 1 second here. Germany, have fun with the millions of migrants that you're paying for right now that Angela Merkel brought in across the borders after Gaddafi was assassinated. I'm just saying that. And by the way, have fun with the fact that you signed off on all these bond issuance and all these different debts for Greece and all these other countries as part of the EU and basically signed on to hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in basically derivative funds because of these other countries. And this was done on purpose to Germany because it was pretty much a debt-free nation until a few years ago, but they had to destroy it. because the German people are all about saving money. I'm letting you know that. I know my mom was that way. My dad was that way. I was raised that way. And I've learned over the years that what happened in Germany is what they've done to all of the major countries in the western part of the United States, and excuse me, the western part of the world, is they want to get them so far into debt slavery that they can control them. Now, Germany is running out of money, and the debt levels are exploding. And now they're saying they want to stop the migration that's coming in, and they want to stop giving benefits to all these migrants that have come in. And they're going to have to do something because they've got a mess. They don't have, they're not the reserve currency of the world. The money they have to get is basically printing from the Federal Reserve in Germany. And, you know, the irony about all this is they were such a strong export country, Austin, that they were able to actually keep more money coming in than was being going out to the Federal Reserve. And they were maintaining a zero, basically no national debt. And then when they start signing on these other countries' national debt, now they're in trouble. And it's sad because they were able to break the system with the Federal Reserve Bank, but only by exporting so many cars. Remember Volkswagen and BMW and Mercedes and all of the – and remember, both Volkswagen also owns Audi and Lamborghini and Porsche and all the rest. All these cars coming into the United States basically are, you know, part of the, maintaining the debt load in Germany because of the export money and the money they make. You remember a couple of years ago they had that giant ship with thousands of Porsches and Lamborghinis on it.
All electric cars lit on fire.
And we had
sunk
a,
the ship.
The ship didn't sink. They were towing it back to port to do an investigation on it, and supposedly it listed and went over and sunk with no available evidence left in 20,000 feet of water to show what happened for the insurance companies. Yeah. Just saying. What's your next story, Austin?
You know, a few billion in cars disappear. Don't worry about it. Come and check.
Yeah, just you can look at them next time you get down there.
Yeah.
Take a dive dirigible down there.
I was speaking of fast food and the garbage that it brings about on a regular basis, and experts are warning now that restaurants and fast food chains are getting so greedy, they're talking about raising food prices during peak hours. So I guess McDonald's isn't quite making enough money. As you guys know, their annual gross profit for 2023 was $15 billion. That was 10% up from 2022, which was $13 billion, which was another 5% up from 2021. And it's ironic to me because you remember how all these companies, and I've warned you guys about this, and I watched this in the construction industry over the last couple of years, especially with COVID. Dad saw this as well, where you have a lot of these companies, manufacturers and contractors, they continually raise prices on certain products and certain items and certain labors, but there wasn't an actual increase on hardly anything. There were small amounts of things that went up, but you had price gouging. And now you have McDonald's now that's making record profits every single year. It's growing record profits. And they're now saying they're going to start experimenting with basically charging higher menu prices at peak hours, kind of like the morons that I told you earlier that were sitting in line all the way into the intersection to go eat their McDonald's. They will gladly pay their extra $2, $3, $4 for their cheeseburger because they're addicted to it. And that's what these companies focus on.
Pink slime.
Chicken nuggets, pink slime. If you haven't seen those, go look them up on YouTube. Watch the video of how they make those chicken nuggets.
And hamburgers, pink slime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're completely
kind of squirt out of a machine.
Well, they do actually squirt. They just push them all out. It's pink slime, and then they put a little bread on them and fry them. And yeah, I don't even know what a lot of it is. Also, too, in other news, this is funny. The Internet's having a fun time with Candace Owens, as she is now essentially staking her career, the fact that French President Emmanuel Macron, you know, the individual that wants to, you know, control France with an iron fist.
Rule France like a Greek god.
There you go. Words. Candace Owens is saying that his wife is a biological male and a complete and total tranny. Not my words. That's what Candace Owens just came out with. She just
surprise, surprise.
She said, much like what happened with Michelle Obama, many who believed the Michael was Michelle now starting to understand that probably Bridget Macron is actually also a male. This is what Candace Owens said. She said people eventually believe what's going on here. And she went on to say here she was talking about the fact that among most people that are outspoken, she stated that reporters have brushed off her claims and that she goes, I've never seen anything like this in my life. She goes, immediately identifiable as establishment. The implications here are terrifying. I did not intend to let up on the story. I'm calling other journalists to look into this because this is very bizarre, talking about the apparent masculinity of Bridget Macron. Now, again, I'm not making any of these claims. I'm not saying anything like this. But the fact that Candace Owens is saying it, it's not surprising to me because you got to remember, a lot of these individuals that get in these positions of power, they're compromised in some areas. You're just getting those positions.
Well, that's how they are. She's like the consummate cougar, I guess you'd call her. Can I say cougar on the show, Austin?
You can say whatever you want. We're live.
It's a cat.
We can't ban anything.
And she was 40 years. She was supposedly 40 years old when he was 15. You probably didn't know that one. I did some research on this article this weekend. And so she was 40 years old. I was curious. She was 40 years old when he was 15. And now they're saying that she wasn't 40. She was 47 or 48. That she's actually like 77 years old right now. And, you know, and there's no record of her prior to the shot. She was 30, but it was a prior record of another guy. So he had three kids. And suddenly she popped up. And Candace Owens is probably right on this. But I'm not saying she's right. I'm saying probably. It's kind of like saying I'm probably right and you're probably wrong. I have no idea if this is true. Don't really care. We're dealing with our, you know, our
Michelle
Obama in her Alabama black snake and her, you know, silk dresses as she walks around, you know, going downstairs. I mean, that's what I see. I mean, I've seen that one as far as on video. As far as this person in France, I could care less how old she is. I mean, but it seems odd to me that she, if she is a tranny, that she's that much older than him, anywhere from 25 to 32 years. And to me, it's almost as if that was set up that way because she probably is some deep state Satanist, probably. I have no idea if that's an accurate statement. Something's going on over there in France. And when he said he wanted to rule France like a Greek god and sit on the throne, yeah, he's pretty much trying to do that. But now he's got a cougar guy, girl, it,
allegedly,
as a wife, allegedly, to Candace Owens. But we're not reporting on the story. I'm just telling you what Candace Owens said this morning. And so I thought it was interesting. Health story. Up to 20,000 prostate cancer diagnoses could have been missed during the pandemic research. This is an important story. You know, but let me stop for 1 second and tell you this. You know, a lot of guys come down with prostate cancer. A lot of the reasons that happens is not enough zinc in the diet and not enough relations with their wife. Just mentioning that. That's just a fact. Some people think it's even linked to basically vasectomies. So there's all kinds of different areas of prostate cancer. But in most cases, if you're in your 70s and you get come down with prostate cancer, but now we got guys coming down with prostate cancer also in their 30s and 40s. And what they found is that, you know, it's such a slow-growing cancer that in most cases, you're going to die from something else. So be very, very careful when you go to a medical professional and they start talking about prostate cancer treatment protocols and ask them, you know, what is the proper protocol for this? What happens if I don't do anything? What is my life expectancy? And ask them if you'll die from something else. I remember Pat Robertson had this, you know, years ago before he passed away, and he was talking about the same thing on his show. So be careful with that. Always get multiple diagnoses because I had a friend of mine who's in the mid-60s. His name was Richard. Nice guy. Good friend. And he decided to go through the treatment protocol. He was dead within 90 days with the can where they put these radioactive pellets in him. And, you know, and so I talked about him a few weeks ago on this, but be very, very careful. But they're saying up to 20,000 prostate diagnoses could have been missed because of all of this stuff. So be very, very careful. Keep your zinc levels up, guys. Really, really important. It says patients are now delaying cancer checks, another article, because of difficulties booking appointments, new study reveals. Britons with cancer symptoms are deterred from seeking help because of their difficulties securing general practitioner appointments, a study has revealed. Now, let me say something about this. These specialty guys, you know, either a dermatologist or they're oncologists or they're OBGYN, these guys are booked up ridiculously in advance. Sometimes you got to wait 2, 3, 4 months. So this is not something that's happening right now, but I will say that has been going on for a long time. But what I will say is this, because of the COVID shot having an immune suppressant in it, a lot of people are coming down with cancers that are very fast growing cancers like turbo cancers. And they're dying very, very quickly. And so when this requires you to have 2 or 3 month wait time for this type of cancer, you may not be alive to make the appointment. So just saying that. So be very, very careful. If you've taken the COVID shot, you know, get on our spike protein survival kit. That's really important. And number two, make sure you really load up on antioxidants like the vitamin C and the turmeric and all these different things that work so well to protect the body, the vitamin D3, K2. Because if you don't take care of your body, you're going to have a problem with it. The other day, I had a friend come over, and he's having some health problems and some coughing and some other stuff, and he asked me about it. And his wife was a cancer survivor, and she had had a double radical mastectomy. It's an interesting story. I'm not going to mention any names here. She'd been going through 3 years of surgery, multiple reconstructive surgeries. And when I talked to her about this 3 years ago, before she started all these protocols, I said, would you be willing to take some supplements in order to increase your immune system, make it stronger? She goes, no, I don't like vitamins. That's what she said, Austin, I don't like vitamins. And I just said, well, you're not going to like what they're going to do to you either.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. So the other night she was here, and I said, well, you at least try the Ultimate Multiple Powder.
There you go.
If you don't want to swallow pills. And so I had used it all. I didn't have any left. I was going to give them some. Apparently I had already given it to somebody else. And I thought to myself, you know, where do you draw the line? people go out and they'll spend $100 on a pair of tennis shoes. I don't do that. In fact, I need some new tennis shoes. Don't send me tennis shoes. my feet are hard to fit. I need some new tennis shoes, but I don't go out. I'll go out and buy a pair, you know, at the outlet mall for $30 or $40. I don't really care about spending much money on shoes, unless they're dress shoes. I have nice dress shoes because I have to do seminars and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is that, you know, when people go out and they spend all this money on stuff that doesn't prolong their life or doesn't increase their life or whatever, but yet they won't spend a few dollars on vitamins or they don't want to swallow vitamins. Yesterday I was talking to my granddaughter, who I again had the privilege of spending time with, and she didn't want to have her chicken and vegetables for lunch. And yet she wanted to come over here and munch out on some, you know, some really good organic honey toast. And I told her, I said, you know, sometimes we got to eat things that we don't want to eat. She goes, why? I said to her, I said, because they're healthy for you. And sometimes you got to take things like black seed oil. I told her, I said, you don't even want to try that. I said, that's some nasty stuff. And I said, but it's like the article that I've read on it says it's a cure for everything but death. It's a phenomenal product, but it tastes absolutely horrible. But you can't take it in capsules. You have to take a lot of capsules. But the thing about it is this. People are always saying, well, eating right's a hassle. Doing what's right's a hassle. Eating clean's a hassle. And my question is always this. Eating clean is a hassle compared to what? Heart disease?
There you go.
Diabetes? Cancer with 3 years of surgeries, double mastectomy. Which is where it falls? Where does it fall in? Where does eating clean fall in as a hassle? Years ago, I had a lady, her husband had gone through cardiovascular bypass surgery. They charged him $250,000 years ago for the surgery. And she called up and she ordered all of our CDs, all of our programs, all of our self-help programs. And I said to her, I said, you sure you want all of this? She goes, I said, this is going to cost you, you know, $700-$800. And she goes, $700-$800. She started laughing. She said, we just spent $250,000 on cardiovascular bypass surgery. Jeez. We don't want to do this again. My husband's disabled from this now. We don't ever want to do this again. So let me ask you a question. Where does it fall in? I mean, where do you prioritize your health? You know, your health comes kind of like as a windshield in on a car, standard equipment when you buy one. I mean, if you have to order the windshield option to get a windshield that's actually there, you know, you're going to be going, wait a minute. But what you're going to do is you're going to look at that windshield as something different. You're going to say, I've got a windshield. Yahoo, I've got a windshield. This is great. The health is kind of like that. It comes as standard equipment for you when you're born. In most cases, if your mom had good prenatal nutrition. But the problem is because it comes as standard equipment, we tend to ignore it. Well, I don't have any heart disease. I don't have any diabetes. I don't have any cancer. I feel great. So you ignore your health because you already have health, and you don't maintain the health. And then later on in life, you start going, wow, what was it? Will Rogers said, if I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. I'm going to repeat that. It's Will Rogers' quote. If I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Because do you really want to spend the last 5 or 10 years of your life, you know, in a nursing home? Is that the goal here? No, that's not my goal. My goal is to live life my whole family lives to be like 100 years old anyhow. But I'm planning on living life to the fullest and to abundance my entire life and then checking out with my boots on. I'm not planning on going to a nursing home. That's just not going to be something for my future. You know, I have no interest in that. So why do you not want to take care of your health? That's the question. If it's $20 a month or $30 a month or $100 a month, you know, you'll spend all that money for health insurance and deductibles and all this other kind of stuff, but you don't want to go ahead and spend a few dollars for supplements. I don't understand that mindset. I never have. Never. That's why I work out 6 days a week, because I realize that if I don't maintain lean muscle mass as I get over the age of 50, I'm going to start losing it very, very quickly. And it's very easy to lose over the age of 40, 50 years of age. That's why I did a whole CD series called Maximum Age Reversal or Maximum Energy at 20, 30, 40, 50, and beyond. I did that many, many years ago because I knew that people needed to have a series, a set like that, that would show them the right way to live and eat as they grew older. So you go to that point of what we call agelessness, in which you just stop getting older. I mean, I'll be honest with you. And also, I did this a few years ago. I did. I have to admit this. It's true confession, okay? I tried aging one time. It was awful.
Yeah, don't do that.
I didn't like it. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I said, enough of that. Just a little bit of humor here. What do you think? Oh, what's your next story?
No, you're spot on. When it comes to your health, that's why I think a lot of people have to start understanding and realizing that the concept of being able to stay healthy and take care of yourself is your responsibility. There's nobody coming to save you. There's nobody coming to, you know, come in and do some magic wand and say, oh, you're good now. You're fantastic. You're great. If it is to be, it's up to you. And that's the part that a lot of people have to start realizing and understanding again. It's interesting. There's another article here that popped up again, and it was talking about how zinc cuts COVID death risk by 40%. And it says zinc daily, twice daily for 15 days, led to a significant reduction in the death rate among people with COVID-19 and also reduced hospital stays and duration of symptoms. is that patients who tested positive for COVID-19, including 190 outpatients and 280 hospitalized patients, received either oral zinc or placebo twice daily for 15 days. Those taking zinc had a 40% lower rate of death and admission to intensive care unit. Those in the zinc group had an average of a 3.5 day shorter hospital stay with their symptoms, resolved 1.9 days sooner than those who received the placebo. The research published demonstrated that zinc is crucial to the immune system function, and deficiency can raise your risk of severe COVID-19 illness. They said zinc has antiviral properties and acts as basically an immunomodulator, also inhibits RNA synthesis and viral replication, while deficiency is associated with reduced natural killer cell function. And again, this is referring to what's going on with COVID response, but again, this is applicable to every aspect when it comes to the immune system and when it comes to building everything when it comes to health. Because as you see here, zinc is crucial. It functions in over 300 different mechanisms in the body, and it's water-soluble. It doesn't store up in the body. So you're not going to take it one day, all of a sudden, oh, my zinc levels are great, and I'm good for the next month. It's not like D3 where you can build them up to a certain level and then slowly taper off and maintain your blood levels and watch them, because it's not fat-soluble. So again, this is why it's so important to maintain healthy levels of zinc throughout the in the body throughout every single day and continually take it. That's why we have it on sale right now for over 20% off. You guys want to grab it? It's there. Product of the week. You voted. It won. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. Also, too, in other news, Doritos, which I do not eat, I do not promote, I do not like. They're loaded with MSG.
GMO corn.
That's all they are. And I guess they have now decided that their new brand ambassador over in Spain is going to be a dude that thinks he's a girl. 24-year-old
woke
Ivan is a recently announced new brand ambassador in Spain. And a 50-second trailer shows him doing some pretty strange things and actually quoting from original report. They said Hudson advocates the, and I quote, the total destruction and abolition of the traditional family and identifies as a non-binary trans girl and openly mocks victims about child abuse. Sick as this guy is. Said, and I quote, trans activist remark, filth was lacking, depravity, so I feel very proud to represent that niche in the market that their failure's at. This is the new brand ambassador for Doritos, which is owned by PepsiCo over in Spain.
State Rock, Black Rock, Vanguard.
Yeah, I'm not getting any further in this weirdo. I actually can't look any more photos of it. It's making me nauseous right now, to be honest with you. I'm not even going to subject you guys to this. I'm going to X out of those because it's getting weird. This is what they're doing now in the state of affairs. They did this with the moron with Bud Light. And now I saw a video the other day. That kid came out with some new video now, something with womanhood. I mean, and this is such an embarrassment and such an insult to not only females. It's also an insult to society and science.
Well, yeah, I prefer to see men doing manly things and women doing girly things. I mean, I don't know what the whole deal is now with these it's doing all kinds of weird things. It's crazy.
Well, it's not just them doing it. It's the fact that it's openly promoted and incentivized and actually encouraged because, well, again, we know who runs the mainstream media, and this is why they're pushing the agenda to continually push this ideology and confuse the younger generation. That's what a lot of this comes down to.
It's their religion, Austin, I mean, because they believe that God's their God named Einsof is an hermaphrodite. I've talked about this many times. And the best way they can honor their God is to make everybody a tranny. And that's why they're promoting it.
Yeah.
And again, and Candace Owens, I mean, I like Candace. She has a lot of things, but I'm not sure about her where she really comes in as far as the great scheme of things. Because quite frankly, saying that this woman's a tranny isn't really bad news for trannies. They kind of like that. And other people start saying, well, look, if the first lady of France can be a tranny, we can all be trannies. Or the first lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, according to Jim Rivers, can say, oh, well, yeah, it's all marketing. I mean, remember, this is all subconscious stuff.
Yep.
You know, it goes in, it goes in, it goes in, it goes in. See, the more you see it, the more you accept it, and the more you realize it.
Desensitized.
Yeah, because you start thinking, well, that's not a big deal. You know, Michelle Obama's a tranny, too. Who cares? You know, so now this girl's a tranny. Who cares? You know, everybody should be a tranny. Let's have fun. You know, that's how they look at it, and it's sad. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting article. And it's a quote. So he's quoting another article by Paul Craig Roberts. A woke military is not a fighting force. He goes, I'm retired. I don't think looking for seniors. He goes, but here he goes. And this is posted by a guy named LaJiva. 3.5 years ago, as a cadre of the Special Warfare Training Center, a.k.a. USA JFK SWCS, selecting the training the Green Berets, selection classes are typically over 400 candidates, mostly from the 18th Airborne Corps, 10th Mountain and 75th Rangers. So we already started out with the most elite infantry and paratroopers in the entire U.S. military. Over 70% of these elite infantry would be weeded out because of the Green Beret standards. So out of every 100, the most elite infantry soldiers in the world, only 5 or 6 ended up being a Green Beret. So all of this stuff happened years and years and years and years ago. So now what they're doing now is that they don't have to even pass. Here, I'm just going to read it to you. So, yes, I know what I speak. Granted, this was the 97-2001 time frame. Today, the standards have been abolished. This is not hyperbole. To begin the Q course, a candidate doesn't have to pass the physical fitness test, Austin.
Nope.
You have to do pull-ups. Doesn't have to have any points on the legendary Starland navigation course. Doesn't have to pass any patrols in phase one. Officers don't have to pass Troy, Trek, etc. I don't even know what that is. There are literally no standards. Why did they do this? Because the number one priority of the current command is for women to be able to graduate the Q course and wear a Green Beret. Wow. I think about that. So we're going to put a 110-pound woman carrying an 80-pound rucksack running up a hill. Okay, I guess that's what they want. They did the same thing to the Rangers. So all of the Special Forces groups in the 75th Rangers are now a joke, Sleep Well America. However, by understanding, the Navy SEALs have refused to lower their standards to comply with this woke agenda. And it says, God bless the frogmen. But this crap was even encroaching in the 90s under Clinton. Back then, it was all about other people. Why aren't there any people? Well, I'm not going to read this. It sounds racist. They wanted to make a subversive recruitment. They wanted to make a diversity recruitment poster, but there weren't enough within the ranks. So they ordered us to go to COSCOM, Support and Logistics, to find some athletic, strapping-looking young, woke boys. So we did. The recruitment poster was an SFODA in Arctic camouflage on the ridgeline of a snow-capped mountain led by a team commander and several other operators in the background. True to the guerrilla warfare training, the NCOs were tasked with dressing up these imposters. So they mounted the aim point sights backwards on the rails of the M4s.
Oh, my gosh. No, they did not.
They did it on purpose. They mounted so they have the sights. So they mounted them backwards on the rails of the M4s, and the Army brass actually published the poster. It was a quietly hilarious open secret
in
the world for weeks until the retard Army brass finally figured it out and yanked the poster. So, I mean, think about this for a second. And then Paul Craig Roberts comes up with his own article on this, and he goes on to say that, you know, what's going on, with our military, and why in the world are we dealing with this? But think about it. They put the aim sights on backwards, and you stop and you look at it, and you go, this is absolutely crazy. And you think, how can that be possible that they've done something like this? But the sad part about it is that a woke military is not a fighting force whatsoever. You know, it's not. It's simply not. And so when you understand that, you start to realize that, if we keep doing this to the military, if we keep telling them that it's okay to be like this, if we keep telling them that it's all right to be all of these things all of the time, it's not going to make us okay. And then he goes on to say the alleged superpower, USA, no longer has a military. And he goes, West Point has now dropped duty, honor, and country from its motto, West Point, and has replaced it with Army values in its mission statement. Does this mean that duty, honor, and country no longer have to be Army values? Are we moving away and towards a military academy whose values will be transformed in keeping with the woke ideology that's taken over the universities and public schools, Democratic Party, corporations, and media? Will the academy's values be transgenderism, equity, and open borders? Time will tell. We can see why honor and country have to go. The last time the U.S. military fought a war that could be claimed as was defending the country was World War II. The Korean War was about preventing unification of Korea under the communists. The Vietnam War was about this and also defending the domino theory. But the real thing with that was protecting the CIA poppy fields in Southeast Asia and allowing the CIA to bring drugs into the country openly. The Middle East wars were fought for the benefit of Israel. The Ukraine war was orchestrated as a strategy against Russia, not so much against Russia, but against the Ukrainians who were living in Ukraine to wipe out the indigenous population who were pro-German and pro-Hitler during World War II. The Israeli-Hamas war was intended to be a prelude for an attack on Iran and to destroy Gaza to allow migration into Gaza. Actually, all wars are fought on the benefit of the power and profit of the U.S. military security complex, along with the Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan bankers who become insanely wealthy during this process. So always remember this. When he goes, the question before us concerns civilians in the United States and military veterans and retired officers. Who is it that is destroying the U.S. military and its traditional values? The U.S. military has turned off real warriors. The U.S. military today is a Tower of Babel. There's no unity between heterosexual white males, mainly from the South, and sexual perverts, feminists, people of color, in higher command and restricts, while heterosexual promotions and requires it only warriors submit to sensitivity training. In other words, the real men have to submit to sensitivity training, the rest don't. Sensitivity training means only one thing, that a white person must accept that compared to people of color, you are a second-class citizen. It means more than that, though. I'm going to correct this. What sensitivity training means is that if you're a white male or a black male or anybody who's an alpha male who wants to be a service of the United States of America and be a real soldier, nor Hispanic male, a real man, that you have to learn to accept other people that aren't real men, women pretending to be men, and men pretending to be women, and you have to learn to accept that and realize that that's part of our life today, and there's nothing you can say to do about it, or you will never be given a promotion. That's what it means. Duty, honor, country, but it's placed by Army values, is not for me and my generation. It's a sacrilege. To witness the superintendent of West Point, the Biden Secretary of the Army, and the Secretary of Defense submit to, or is to orchestrate this sacrilege, tells me the future purpose of the U.S. military is not to protect the United States of America from invasion, but to serve the interests of the ruling elite. I would call them the Luciferian scum. That's what I say. So he's right about this. And so what in the world are we doing, Austin, by forcing these real men in the military, and God bless the SEALs for not allowing this to happen, to allow this to happen in the United States? I mean, do we really think we have a fighting force that's capable of defending the borders of the United States? If we have to raise a multi-million man army,
that's the point.
That's the point.
That's the point. They want to make the United States so soft. They want to make the military so soft that they have no ability to defend.
And you notice when you see these young fighting age men coming across the border, I haven't seen any transgenders yet. Have you?
You know, that's an interesting point. I don't see an influx of trannies trying to come across the border in the United States.
I haven't seen an influx of basically men wanting to be girls, a bunch of sissy boys coming across the border either. Have you seen that yet?
To me,
it looks like a bunch of battle-hardened things. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this, and this is just the honest truth. Do you know what the success rate of transgender surgery is, to taking a male and creating a female? The success rate is absolute zero. You can't make a man a woman. You can't make a woman a man. The DNA doesn't allow it. Now, you can do surgery, pretend like you can. Success rate is zero. 17 times the rate of suicide. This is not a good look for the United States of America, Austin. But again, it serves their god and their master, Aesop, who is a transgender, and is hermaphrodite, snake in a tree, both male and female benefits. You know, so that's what they're trying to do here. So always remember who the people are that are doing this, because they control the media, they control the purse strings, and they control what you hear and what you see. It's kind of like in the Outer Limits. You know, right now we're taking over your TV. We're controlling the horizontal. We're controlling the vertical. They're doing that, and they're doing it to your subconscious mind on a regular basis to try to force you to believe what they're telling you is the truth, son.
That's exactly right. The whole aspect of psychological warfare is way more advanced than a lot of people give it credit for. And CIA is fantastic at it. It is one of the things that they've been doing now for years. And it's reducing the ability to have the United States with a fighting force of the military, while at the same time we're bringing in millions and millions and millions of people from other countries that do not have the best intentions here. There's an article from Zero Hedge, and this is a pretty rough article. I'm going to talk about it briefly, just kind of give you guys a heads up on what we're dealing with. Haitian national has now been arrested in Massachusetts for raping a 14-year-old girl in a hotel in Massachusetts. This is pretty sad because, quite frankly, this guy's from Haiti. He's not from Massachusetts. And they put together another hotel again in Massachusetts to hold all these migrants that are coming up there. And this guy was 28 years old, and basically he's been arrested now. Broke into a hotel room that a 14-year-old girl was staying in and basically raped her, 14-year-old girl. And he's been arrested now, which I'm not sure why he hasn't been already released with no bond, because that just seems to be the thing to do now. Apparently that's what they do with all these guys. They arrest them for felony charges, then they release them with zero bond and just let them do whatever they want. However, you got people that walked on the Capitol grounds January 6th in D.C.
And you've got Ted Brewer that's got to go through unbelievable hurdles to try to get a passport. Just mentioning that again. I'm still pretty upset about that one.
But this is exactly what we're dealing with now. And so, again, it comes to the end of the day. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night on the phone. We were having the discussion. I said, at the end of the day, I think we've all reached the conclusion that if it is to be, it's up to us. There is no more support. The country, the government has gone rogue. I'm just being honest. I'm just going to say that right now. The deep state's taken most aspects over. The fact that we have this level of invasion happening right now, and it's not only being encouraged, it's being funded by our U.S. government. You got to ask yourself the question, what's the overall look? What's the overall agenda? What's the overall purpose for it? And it's not just, whoopsie, we don't know what we're doing here. We just have all these people coming in and just, oh, it's an accident. We don't know what we're going to do about it. This is an agenda. This is an invasion. This is what they did with Rome. This is what they did with the Hessians and the barbarians and bringing in everything and falling in and Rome falling in. And this is exactly what we're watching now. So again, be aware, be alert, be vigilant, and continue to train, operate, and know what you're doing with a lot of this stuff now, because these guys that are coming up here from Haiti and a lot of these other Middle Eastern countries and South American countries, these guys aren't coming up here to play. They're not coming here to hang out. They're not coming up here to go run around and enjoy themselves. They're here to fight, and they're getting paid to fight. There's a reason why they're getting gift cards and American Express cards as soon as they come across the border. It's not by accident this is happening. This isn't some conspiracy theory. The United States government is actively paying mercenaries to come into this country from other countries in order to start chaos here very, very soon. Just thought I'd bring that up on there.
And you know what's interesting, too? Let me go back to our county. You know, this is like redneck world, right?
No, Polk.
Well, it was. But, you know, they're changing
that. Why do you think?
There you go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Why do you think they're taking this county and destroying it like this? Because this was like a bastion of redneck world.
Why do you think they're hyper developing it right now?
Yep. Because they want to bring in all these communists in here. Because you know this Polk County represents a significant fighting force, and you know and a lot of us have already told Sheriff Grady Judd that if the pea soup hits the fan, that you know we're going to be here to support him and help support law enforcement. Well, they bring us in behind the gates like a Trojan horse. What are we going to do with all these people?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's because we're the greatest county on the planet. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is it seems odd. We are pretty good. We all love to kill gators. And if you don't like to kill a gator, you're probably a pencil neck and you need to go somewhere else. Just thought I'd mention that. And you think, well, yeah, I don't think you should be talking about animals like that. We love alligators.
It's population control, man.
All right, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to see just how much these alligators love you. There's one we got over here at one of these reserves that's like 16 feet long. Why don't you walk up to him with a raw chicken and hand it to him? So he'll let you know how much he appreciates you. Yeah. And we'll be pulling your corpse out of his gut. I'm just telling you, these things are not.
I'm not recommending you do that.
I'm not being facetious. Don't do that.
Please don't do that. Don't say we told you to do that.
Last fall, I went to that reserve. I forgot what it's called. Circle P?
Circle B.
Yep. I went to it, and the whole trail by the water was closed. And I said, the trail's closed. Well, yeah. Do you have a tram that runs through? Not this time of the year. And I said, why not? I said, it's mating season. That's what I said. Mating season. He says, nobody goes back there during mating season. I'm saying, so you're telling me this lake, he says, we have tens of thousands of gators in this.
This is a wildlife preserve, is what it is.
And he goes, so we don't even take the trams because these gators climb and these are open trams. We don't even take the trams back there during mating season because they're so aggressive. Just thought I'd mention that. Oh, stay out of Polk County. Unless you're really a redneck guy who really, I don't care if you're black or Hispanic or white, if you're redneck and you want to come here and kill gators, come on down. Might as well everybody else is showing up. but here's an interesting article, and it says basically on apple cider vinegar. Now, I've covered this before, but it keeps coming back up. And it says how to drink apple cider vinegar. A study suggests downing the liquid is a great weight loss hack, but we reveal the potential dangers. Now, I'm just going to stop here for this for a second because apple cider vinegar for some people is really, really good. I used to use that in the clinic. It's kind of like if you're having acid reflux. Usually apple cider vinegar can help. It really can, but it's really hard on the teeth enamel. Another thing that really works well is mustard. You think, well, why do you use mustard on pretty much everything you eat? Well, because it's like acidic, right? It's apple cider vinegar. It's got vinegar in it, and it works really well for that. Here's the problem with apple cider vinegar for everybody, though, and you got to really understand this. It really is, because here's another article just like it that says, is convinced that they can take it themselves, try to use it, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm going to post these articles. You can read them. Here's the problem. If your pH is acidic, in other words, you've been eating a lot of acid foods, you're going to really, really, really make your pH more acidic by taking apple cider vinegar. So if your pH is below 6.4 with urine, you take a pH strip, or with your saliva, don't use apple cider vinegar. You're probably already having an issue with diarrhea. Now, if you're alkaline, like you've got an 8.2 or 7.7 or 7.8 pH on a pH strip with your saliva and your urine, then you can use apple cider vinegar per meal, but make sure you rinse your mouth out, get it off your teeth. Really important to understand those two, because the alkalinity will cause you to be constipated, the acidity will cause you to have diarrhea, and also when your pH drops below 6.4, there's a logarithmic scale that occurs on pH, which prevents the absorption of nutrients, like 100 times less nutrient absorption when you get more and more and more acidic. So you don't want to use apple cider vinegar if you're acidic, only if you're alkaline. just really important that you take that distinction. Go to your drugstore and buy some pH strips and check your urine about 2 hours after you've eaten, not before and not with the first elimination of the morning. And just check your pH to see what it does. Again, if you're above 7.5, 8.0, whatever, go ahead and use a little apple cider vinegar, rinse your teeth off real well. Or you can take our digestive enzymes, not worry about your teeth. Or you can use mustard. That works really well, by the way, as far as stopping acid reflux. Because remember, your stomach has to have a certain acidity that gets acquired after you eat food from the hydrochloric acid. And then you've got a sphincter right here, you know, on your esophageal sphincter that basically stops the acid from coming back up into your esophagus. And what happens is that sphincter closes when it gets acidic enough. If you don't get acidic enough, it doesn't close. So you lay on your back and this stuff comes back up in your esophagus. You got acid reflux. You start getting burning. You start, you know, go to bed. You're like, this is awful. And when you go to bed, if you've got that, always sleep on your left side, not your right side, because of the way the stomach is shaped. But remember, you've got to keep the pHs right in the body because it really affects everything, especially nutrient absorption. So be very, very careful with apple cider vinegar. You can use it, but watch the pHs, and it will help you to lose weight because the alkalinity slows the metabolism down. You get constipated. You have a tendency to gain weight that way. But if you're acidic and you try it, you can get really, really sick from it. Plus, if you're already acidic, cancer loves an acid environment. You force your pH even lower, you're going to massively increase your risks of cancer with an acid system. Always remember that. So be careful with apple cider vinegar and only use it if you're alkaline. What do you think, Oz?
No, you're spot on with that. It's definitely been a hack that a lot of people have used over the years, and there can be a lot of health benefits from using it.
If you're
like
alkaline.
You said, though, make sure you're using it properly and you understand exactly what you're doing with it. Also, to another news, this is interesting. More and more articles now are coming to grips with the fact that this bill that's been now passed by the House of Representatives that wants to prohibit the unbelievably horrific social media platform TikTok, which I told you guys before, I'm not a fan
of. Loathe TikTok, hate this bill.
Not a fan of TikTok, not supportive of TikTok. Don't quote me saying that I love TikTok because I don't have a TikTok, nor do I want a TikTok, nor am I going to talk anything positive about TikTok. So just put that disclaimer out there. However, there's been a lot of discussion now, and numerous representatives are going to the fact that this bill they're putting in now is going to start allowing the U.S. government to come in and start dictating what you can and can't do, what you can and can't say, what you can and can't look at. And this is the creepy part about this. And now there's also the aspect of it is they're saying, and they've been saying in this bill, you know, the foreign adversary bill, that China's getting all this data collection because they own TikTok, which, okay, whatever. Who else is, you know, monitoring everything we're doing? Well, then the next question that nobody's asking, the question that a lot of alternative media is asking, if the U.S. government takes over TikTok and they basically restructure it, what are they going to then do with all the surveillance that's being allegedly used on TikTok that's monitoring everybody? Who's going to get the surveillance systems then? Who's going to be monitoring everything then on TikTok? Because apparently that's what this is all about, right? The surveillance, the monitoring, everything that's going on. And so analysts and politicians are pointing out the bill has been written to open the door for broader government censorship and domestic surveillance. The bill essentially creates a process for which intelligence agencies and the FBI can designate any social media application as being under the control of a foreign adversary, such as China, North Korea, Iran, such and such, therefore potential national security threat. These apps that are deemed risky will be banned from any online app stores and web host services if they fail to sever ties with the entities within 180 days. So essentially, this is giving the U.S. government, which is already rogue, carte blanche immunity to come in and start dictating any online platform. Remember, this isn't just going to be applied to just social media. This is any internet. This is any website. This is any domain. So they come in and say, we've deemed it so that Health Masters is a foreign adversary. They're being funded by Russia. No evidence, no aspect of even reality, but simple statement that they now deem so. Well, then you have to try to prove that you're not part of a foreign adversary controlled by Russia on your website. This is a slippery slope that is going to go sideways very, very quickly, and I really hope we have some representatives that continually push to cancel this bill because this has no business being anywhere in a free republic. But again, that's kind of the current state of affairs, I guess, we're looking now in the United States. Also, too, in other news, doctors' offices are going to start being replaced with smart home digital prisons, essentially. This is an article that came out from Health Impact News, and it discussed how doctors' offices, which have been going out of business now for the last couple of years, and, of course, they blame it on COVID, when a lot of it is the fact that a lot of these doctors have retired because they don't want to deal with the nonsense anymore either. But it goes in this article about how smart homes are becoming prisons and how the momentum behind hospital at home is continuing to grow. And Congress says they need to act, a few more investment, of course, because we need to start spending more money to support these private companies to make more money. It's always interesting. They said healthcare heavyweights and the American Medical Association have joined major health systems like Geisinger and Mass General Brigham, along with tech-enabled companies, to pen a letter to call in for at least 5-year extension on CMS waivers. And what they're discussing now here is that the online telecenters and teleinterviews are becoming so popular now, and that essentially these groups and these equipment pieces are going to start being added to people's homes so they can start having their health monitored from their home without ever having to go to the doctor's office. Now, a lot of people are seeing this, and they're going, well, that's pretty exciting. I don't have to go to the doctor's office. Because, quite frankly, who wants to go to the doctor's office? Nobody. So they're going to say, okay, listen, this is what we have here. We have this platform. We have this equipment in the house. You can go in here and monitor this. Go in here and do this test. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on you. It's interesting because this is a platform that they're discussing here. Put on the center camera, Rich. And it's talking about how the smart home medical center, what they're doing now with cloud-based smart home servers and all the stuff in your home, including from ACs to lights to ovens to microwaves to showers as well, along with TVs, computers, everything is being pushed in this direction so they can monitor every single thing you do. And essentially, they want you to wear these sensors on your wrist. Oh, kind of like the iWatches, yes, that monitor every single aspect of what you're doing all day long. I've told people this before. If that's something that you want to use as a piece of medical equipment because you need to monitor something at night, or you need to monitor your heart rate or your blood pressure or some aspect of that, and you need to use it, by all means, use it. But understand, every single thing that that device records on you is being monitored, tracked, and data logged for an entire health platform that they are putting together in a database, period. Everything you do, monitoring from when you wake up to when you walk around to when you go to the bathroom to when your heart rate spikes to when you eat to when your heart – everything, every single thing you do is monitored and data logged with those smart devices on your wrist. And that's why they want everybody wearing those sensors all the time. That's why you've seen this younger generation has become obsessed with it. They've actually done research now, and they've shown that a lot of individuals who wear these devices are having higher cases of anxiety. Because they're constantly wanting to monitor, what's my heart rate right now? What's my heart rate right now? Oh, when did I get up last night? What was my heart rate last night? And all you're doing is constantly monitoring all these things that in most cases don't need to be monitored 24/7. Like I said, there's a specific health problem that you're having. You need to wear something for a specific reason. That's completely different. But when you've got these kids, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that want to sit there and monitor every single thing they're doing all day long, and they're extremely healthy, in my opinion, it's completely useless and increases anxiety for no specific reason whatsoever. And not to mention, you have that device that's disrupting your entire frequency, because that is a Wi-Fi generator on your wrist all day, up against your body, while you're wearing it, at night, while you sleep, while it connects to the internet, all day, all night, every single day. So again, you do your own research on that. Make your own decision. I'm not telling you what kind of watch to wear, but I'm telling you this. There's a whole lot more health issues with these devices and what they're rolling into now with this entire smart home medical prison that they want people to be involved in. So do your due diligence. Make your own decision. What do you think?
Well, they can probably start monitoring. They've already had capsules now that'll basically have a radio frequency attached to them, tell you if you've been taking your drugs or not. Make sure you line up for your medication. By the way, Pence now saying that Trump calling January the 6th rioters hostages is unacceptable. Former president, you know, this is crazy.
What else are they, man?
You know, here's the thing. I've never seen a fight like this between a former vice president and the president. I've never seen it before. Not my lifetime. Former Vice President Mike Pence is Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that former President Donald Trump was calling in prison January 6th rioters hostages was unacceptable. And then Pence goes on to say, listen to this. Pence said, I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza.
Wow, there you go. There you go.
You know, so I'm not going to go.
We got guys in D.C. that have been up there for 2.5 years being held without pretrial release, without bond, waiting to be their court date because they walked on the Capitol stairs and took selfies.
Yeah, but they're not hostages. By the way, Joe Biden's deputies are quietly blocking Haitian exodus. Even Joe Biden doesn't want Haitians, I guess. So I guess they're going to tell him to come through the Mexican borders easier, I guess. I don't know. By the way, Elliot Page, the LGBTQ, whatever it is, theme films are not a niche because he's now saying that 30% of the youth identify as, you know, whatever, you know, gay or bisexual or whatever. And sadly, the youth is really going that route because of what's happened in the public school systems. It used to be like 1%. Now it's like almost 30% because they don't really know what they're saying when they say it, but they say it anyhow because all the other kids are doing it. They're just getting along to go along. So it's sad. That's why you have to keep your children in church. I'm going to let you know that. You have to keep your children in church. You got to keep them in a Christian church if you can. You got to homeschool if you can. You've got to get them away from the sexual indoctrination centers, the deviant sexual indoctrination centers that we now call public schools. That's what these are. They're unbelievably bad, and they need to be closed down if they're doing this, or at least those teachers need to be terminated. And that's not my opinion. That's a lot of people's opinion around here. And, you know, and a lot of people that you listen to, who listen to the show, that's their opinion too. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, because he is the answer to our problems. He is the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. Put on the full armor of God, like it says in Ephesians, and stand your ground. Say, nope, we're not doing this. You go to your school board meetings like Lawson and I did, and you raise Cain. Now, they're going to not like you, and they're going to remember you, by the way. I will mention that to you, too. But they're going to know that you're not going to go quietly into the night. You're not going to walk down the quiet hallway of senile dementia and say, I'm not going to just say anything, just go along and get along. You're going to realize that you're going to stand there and you're going to fight. Always stand and fight for what you believe, because God gave you a calling to go out and baptize and to teach other people about Jesus. And to do that, we need to teach what the Word of God says as far as how we're supposed to live. And if we do it the way God tells us to do it, it works out well. Because remember, God's will done God's way never lacks God's support. Very, very important that we understand that. But we've got to return back to biblical principles and not to the principles of this Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan world that we find ourselves in right now. Guys, listen to me. Stay focused on Jesus all the days of your life. I promise you, it'll go much better for you and your family if you do it, Austin. What do you think?
Well, you're spot on as far as also to the aspect of looking at the truth and understanding what's really going on. Because I think too many times now we've seen this happen repeatedly where so many people are so confused by all these different things that are being put out there. And that's the one aspect of psychological operations is they put so much disinformation out there. That's why we try to do what we do on this show, bringing truth and bringing reasoning skills to the table and say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. This is what's really happening. Do your own research, but this is our opinion on it. And that's why we continue to encourage everyone to do your own research and make your own decision on it. Because too many times now have I experienced, and so has Dad, where you talk to somebody and they simply parrot or repeat whatever they've been told on CNN.
Exactly.
Literally, they repeat it verbatim. And you sit there and you look at it and you got to go, okay, why in the world is this happening? Why in the world are people going in now and discussing this? Why are people just repeating the same thing they're told? And again, it's psychological operation. So again, do your own research. That's why I put the articles on the website. You guys can look at them. That's why we have the website with the show notes every single day so you can get the most detailed research you can possibly get. And that's why I thank you for supporting Health Masters every single week.
You know, we used to have a TV show. It's called The Amazing Adventures of Superman. And part of the lyrics that it came on were truth, justice in the American way, the amazing adventures of Superman. Think about that for a second. Truth, justice, and how about the Christian way, the way of God? That's what we need back in this country all the days of our lives and all of our children's lives. We've got to hold this. We have to hold this ground, guys. There are only a few of us left. Austin, what do you think? But close it out.
Absolutely, my friends. And so, again, thank you for the support. You guys need anything, healthmasters.com. Told you earlier, the zinc glycinate's on sale for product of the week. Great, 20% off. Very, very important formula in having your diet on a regular basis. Be sure to check that out at Health Masters. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome evening,
love
my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy. If you need anything, give us a call. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.